Fine. So last week what we discussed was the Shaila of whatever last time we had it. Last week we discussed the Shaila of if a person is mechuyev in kibud av va'em on a tzivui of a parent that has nothing to do with the parent. Nothing to do with the parent. The parents are getting involved in something which is no shaychus to them. Are they allowed? Are you mechuyev to listen to their tzivui? And the Shaila was because it's a tzivui which is not lahanas aguf. We read in the Shulchan Aruch that what's called kibud av va'em. Kibud av va'em is mehaneyu, mashkeyu, machileyu. You're giving them physical pleasure. You're helping them physically. Stamazoi, they tell you to do something. So, is listening to the tzivui kibud av va'em. So we said, from the Rashba says it's not a mitzvah kibud av va'em, that's strong enough to be doicha alois say in the Torah. Means if they would tell you, go shecht an animal for me so I could eat on Shabbos, there's no havamina, says Rashba, even without psukim and drashas, no havamina, you'd have to listen because they're telling you to shecht, they're not getting enough from the shechit, they're getting enough, that's a hechsher mitzvah. So it's not the mitzvah itself. So even though he's telling you to shech, the Torah says since he's not gaining directly from it, it's not a mitzvah. So the Shaila is why not? So we spoke out a few tzedim, maybe because it's not the ikar mitzvah. Chazanish says, Chazanish and Baruch Ber says like that. And we said from the other acharonim, Rabbi Kveger's mashma and the Hafla, that it's more because of Moira. The din shel yistor is divrayim, not allowed to contradict them. So this is like going against our tzivui is nichol on that. Okay.
What do you mean nichol? It would be considered a contradiction.
It's considered not only not right. In other words, that's not listening to them is also considered being soisus dvarav.
Wow.
That was the chiddush of Kiveger, and Kiveger says it's worse soisus dvarav than regular soisus dvarav because regularly you only let's say the guy says you argue about a story. You know, well, anything that any story. I love Trump. I hate Trump. Whatever, right? So whatever the machlokes is, so that's only also in front of the parent. Okay, I'm saying that because I'm bringing up points. It's not just in Torah. It's in Mila Dalma.
It's not political.
So that's only Befanov. But Shloi Befanov, you could say my father holds like this, but I totally disagree. That's fine. Shloi Befanov is mutter. But
you know, they might go say, hey, your son doesn't agree with
Shalim Bafanov is mutter. That's why the Rosh was allowed to argue with the Torah. The Torah is allowed to argue with the Rosh. In the whole Torah, he's arguing with his father. How's he allowed to do that? So Shalim Bafanov maybe is mutter. I spoke out last week. Kiveger says, no, here's worse. And even Shalim Bafanov is also. If they tell you to go put on a sweater, calls you up from yeshiva, it's freezing cold, I heard the weather report, it's cold over there, you better put on a sweater. You got to, according to Rabbi Kiveger, you got to put on the sweater. Okay, now according to the other shittas, it's kibud av va'em. It could be that you get a mitzvah to do it. You won't be over anything if you don't. Okay, that was the issue that we raised last week. And by the way, there was another very geshmak pshat that this brings up. There's another shaila before we get to our shaila, which is that according what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara over there says the Rashi was coming to say is that there's no havamina. That listening to their tzivoy, which is not directly benefiting them, there's no havamina that you would be that would be doicha aloisase. Even though normally I say doicha aloisase, but here there's no havamina that if the father tells you to do something which is not for their hana, there's no havamina that it would be doicha. So according why? Because it's not the ikar mitzvah of kibud av va'em. But according to Kiveger and the Hafla, but you are fulfilling the mitzvah of Moira. Right? You're fulfilling the mitzvah of Moira. There's two mitzvahs that we learned, right? There's a mitzvah of Moira and Kibbut. So why isn't there a havamina? Should we do it? It's the mitzvah of Moira. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of Moira. Right?
He asked on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, the Gemara brings up pasuk that you don't listen to your parents if they tell you to be over the Torah. Right. The Shabbos, what was the havamina? Why would you even need a pasuk for that? What's the havamina? So the Rashi says it's not even a havamina that you would have to do it if they're not being mitzavi you something which is for their benefit. So the Shaila is why not? Even if it's not for their benefit, it's still if you go with the shita that it's like kibud av va'em, but it's a shvach kibud av va'em is one thing. But if you say it's regular mitzvah of Moira, so this brings up a very interesting shaila, which is what is the mitzvah of Moira? It says ish imoy va'aviv tiro, which we said, and the Gemara we learned the sif ezel Moira shlo yeshev b'mekoymoy shlo yistar es dvarav, right, all these things. So the shaila is like this: how do we understand the actual mitzvah of Moira? Is the mitzvah of Moira just to do these things, right? Or is there actually a mitzvah of Moira just like Yiras Hashem? You're supposed to have the emotion of Yira. So are you supposed to have the emotion of Yira and awe of your parent? Are you mechuyev to have that motion? Or pshat is, you have to do the things which someone that you would have moira from doesn't do. But doesn't mean that you actually have to have the moira. It's just the point you have to act with moira.
Do you ever find that there's any other halachas that require moira?
Right, so l'chara you'll say. Is that l'chara? There's no other mitzvah of yira except for from Hashem.
Love Hashem?
And have yira from Hashem.
Yeah.
Right. So shail is, but there's no other people you're supposed to have yira from necessarily. So. So tamei chacham. That's the shakvatari. Yeah. Now, so the mice I found, I think that there's a machlekes in the mefarshim on this. Reuven Grzovsky over here said the Yevamos. He says that the reason why fulfilling moira is not going to be derech kibud avim because there is no mitzvah of moira. There's no fulfillment of the mitzvah that, oh, if you didn't contradict what they said, you fulfilled moira. It's like an isser. Don't do the things which are going to show that you don't have moira. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is really a loisa say. It's don't sit in this place. Don't be mevazim. Don't contradict his words. So if you listening to their commandment, it's not that you fulfilled the mitzvah. It's just that you weren't not say says Laura. So Abazoi. No, that does not have a meaning that I say doich alois asay, because it's not a mitzvah asay really. It's not really fulfilling anything. The idea of a say doich alois asay, the idea of a say doich alois asay is fulfilling a mitzvah stronger than not doing an avera. But over here, this is also basically not doing an avera. That's the idea that Reuven says. So all of the dinim of Laistra's Dvara, okay? So according to that, there's no mitzvah. You don't fulfill a mitzvah by doing these things. You don't sit in this place. And it's just, you're not over a lot. You're not over an Issa. But that's what and the Sefer Chinuch also, when he says the Lashon, how to fulfill the mitzvah, very interesting. He says, you should behave towards your parents the same way that someone that has Yira towards someone behaves. Well, right? You hear the Lashon? Behave to your parents the same way that someone who has Yira behaves to someone else. Why don't you say, have Yira? Well, why is he being all about? Terence, there's no mitzvah to have Yira to them, really. The mitzvah is just to do these things that someone that have Yira would do. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that Lo Yimatzinu Yira El Belev. And the mail of the Aruch HaShulchan says is clear is that the mitzvah is Yira. You're supposed to have a certain awe. Okay? Not because they're going to do something to you. Not because they're going to do something to you. Stam Ka Lamashal, when you're in the presence of Adam Gadol. So you're like nervous. Like anything I do is like I'm gonna look like a fool. I'm gonna be. You're like you never know like, what should I say, what should I not say. What's the big deal? He's gonna slap you across the face. I mean, what? Right? A certain feeling that a person could have yira just of the matzv. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, that's the matzv a person must have with their parents. I mean, I don't know to what degree, but it's supposed to be ish ima v'avetira. It's supposed to be belave. According to the Chinuch, it's not belave. You do the things because that's what you're supposed to do. The Torah says, but there's no etzem mitzvah of yira. Okay.
The other shita, if you don't have a belay, would you get a mitzvah for doing the actions that you would do if someone?
You do because the way they say it is that the two shitas. The two shitas are opposite each other. It's interesting because the Sefer Chinuch says is they should do the ma'isim as if you had the lave,
right.
And the Aruch HaShulchan says is since you have to have a belay, so you have to do the ma'isim because. If you have a belief, you do the ma'isim. It's like the ma'isim is an outcome of the lave.
Well, let's say you don't have the lave.
Okay, you do it anyway.
Let's say you would still get the mitzvah by doing it?
Yeah, but that's not the ikar kiyum, the mitzvah. Yeah, that's not the ikar... That's not the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is belief. Okay, so according to the Aruch HaShulchan, l'chaira, that wouldn't be a good explanation on why it's not doicha. Because you are fulfilling a mitzvah. When you're not tzayser's dvarov, you're not just avoiding doing an isra of not tzayser's dvar. You're actually, like, if you're not, you listen to the tzivu of the parent, you're fulfilling a mitzvah of yira at that point. So maybe that should be doicha, like I say. So that's a good aura. You would have to say the other pshat that he holds it, since they're not getting any hana, it's still kibud. It's still kibud to some degree. Okay. Anyway, the reason we got up to the next topic was, from there I wanted to go to figure out, what about the opposite way? So we're talking about, what if the parents mitzavi you? What if the parents is mitzavi you to do something which they're not getting hana from? That was the shaila we discussed. Now the shaila is, what about the other way around? What if the parent is not mitzava you, but you want to give them something which is giving them hana? The father's sitting there and learning by the table, and it looks like right now would be a good matzah for a tea. He would probably enjoy a tea right now. So is there a mitzvah to go bring him the tea?
To anticipate his needs.
Right. Or pshat is faker, is he has to be mitzav. Always, the lashon of the Gemara always is Omar Aviv Omar Hashkeni Mayim. He asks you for water, so that's a mitzvah. Give him water. What if he doesn't ask? Is there any mitzvah to go ahead and give it to him without him asking? Okay. So what? Yeah. So Reuven Grzowski writes over there that there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah if they don't ask. The whole mitzvah is only the tzivoy.
He would be getting hana from it.
He'll get hana saguf. It's the direct opposite of the other case. The other case, there was only a tzivoy but no hana. I want to know, what about if there's only hana and no tzivoy? So Rav Reuven says, Rav Reuven Grzowski says there's no mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is if he says it. There's another raya to this in Parshas Vayechi, Kishmak Araya, Maril Diskin says that that the shaila was that Yaakov Avinu made Yosef make a shvuah to take him out to take him out of Mitzrayim to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. I spoke about it in Shul this 1 week. But he says, so why? So frekt the Panim Yafin stuff law. He says, well, why do you have to make him make a shvuah? He has mechuyev anyway. I'll keep it aveim.
To take him out?
Yeah, bury him. Just save him to do it. Let's keep it aveim. So the flaw says, so Maral Diskin says, no, he wanted Mechayvim al Shvua and al Tzkibet Aveim, and therefore he was never Metzavah him to do it. There's no Mitzvah Tzkibet Aveim, and because he wasn't Metzavah him, that's why he said, do me a Chesed. The Lashon over there in the Pasuk, Vasisa Yimadi Chesed Ve'emes, Mitzrayim. Why does he say chesed? Well, just tell him, I want to get out of here. So he says, because he wasn't mitzvah him. If he wasn't mitzvah him, there's no mitzvah. And since there's no kibbut aveim, so therefore the shvur was chal. That's what it is. So you see from him also, is that he's not mitzvah you. There's no ikar chiv. Now, l'chara. Oh, so you want to know, after he's dead, l'chara, there's no one else aguf anymore. So all there is kiyum of the tzivoy. So if he wasn't mitzvah him, in that case, you want to say it's more pasha, because there you're not giving them anything. If he's mitzaviyu and then he dies, then at least you're fulfilling the tzivoy. But if he's not mitzaviyu and then he dies, then there's nothing at all. That's a good point. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's not a raya from there, because since it wasn't about hanas aguf, here, that's a good point. Okay, so maybe that's not a good raya. So you understand the point?
Yeah.
Since it's lachar misa, there's no hanas aguf. Right. So all there would be normally. Why do you have to listen to? Why do you ever have to listen to what a parent tells you? When they're alive, look out after the dead.
He's worried about it, right? He called Yosef as a special meeting because maybe it's giving you a chilush.
He's worried about it now, but the hana is for later. Okay, so now hana is a goof, it's only mechayim.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so now where does this sugya come up? I think there's a mafurish arayah to this, shayla, is that even if you're not mechuyiv, but l'chor it's pashut that you're mechayim the mitzvah, even if they don't ask. So I don't know if you're mechuyiv, if you see that the father is sitting there and he's like, probably would want a drink right now, right? And he's not mitzavi you, and you decide, you know what? Let him get his drink himself. It could be you're not over the mitzvah. You know, you have a chiv to bring it. But that's for sure that if you do bring it, you're mekayim a mitzvah. That's mefurish. What's the raya? The raya is from this, is that we're learning now, and that's why I wanted to get involved in the issue of af shemochal kvoidai. Is kvoidei mochel or not? What if the father is mochel on his kavod? So this is a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud, the Lamed Beis, the Olam saw the Gemara, maybe, is that the Gemara says over there, like this. There are two Gemaras. One Gemara is Lamed Beis Amad Aleph, the top of the page, and the Gemara says like this. Rabba Bar Avuna, it's on the 20th line. Rabba Bar Avuna. Rabba Bar Avuna, because the Rabba Avuna, the Avuna Kara Shiroi, but Antpi Rabba Bray. Ravuna ripped up a garment in the presence of Rabba. Amar Ezel Echzi Irasach Ilay Rasach. I want to go see if he's going to get upset at me. The Duma, I fracked the Gemara. How could you do that? How could you put someone in that matziv? The Duma Rasach, Vekavar Alif Neiva Loisitin Rikshol. You're going to be over Alif Neiva if you do that. He was Michael. He's Michael. So therefore, since he's Michael is covered, even if the guy gets upset, it's not going to be such a big deal because he's Michael is covered. So it means even if he gets upset, there won't be a taina. So you see from that Gemara that if the father's Michael, then the kid won't get punished. So you see clearly that you're not mechuyev and keep it av aim if the father is moichel.
Now,
oh, so Rav Shlomo Simkins asked this kasha, Geshmaka kasha. It is a halacha that if you think that you're doing an avera, even if you're not doing an avera, you still need kapara. V'Hashem yislach lo. The Gemara says that Misha Allah that is talking about a case that she made a neder, a girl made a neder, and her father was made for it, but she doesn't know that the father was made for it. And Mimela, she went ahead and went over against the neder, so she still needs kapara. It's called Vashem Yislach Lo. Because she either because it was a machshava, and she, in her mind she was doing it fine. So now, what are you going to say? That the father saved the kid from the avera because it was Moichel. But the son didn't know that the father was Moichel. So there's still Lifnei Iver, because you're being Lifnei Iver on this Isser that the son did, that he thought he was doing an Isser. Now, how do you know? How do you know that there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver on that? Maybe Lifnei Iver is not a real Isser. There's no Lifnei Iver on this that you think that you're doing an Isser. But I have a Mefurash Arai from the Chafetz Chaim. Because the Chafetz Chaim says, Geshmak Shtickle. Chafetz Chaim says that when you're asking someone information about someone else for a shidduch or a business or whatever, so you're allowed to find out the information. So says the Chafetz Chaim, you have to tell the person that you're asking that you're finding out for toelis. You have a reason why you're finding out. Why? Even if they say the lashon hara, they're not going to be doing an avera because you. But since in their mind they don't know there's toelis, so mameila they're going to be over this din of Hashem yislach lo, and mameila. You'll be over lifnei iver and them being over the isser of Hashem yislach lo. That's what Chavetz Chaim says. So therefore, you have to tell them that it's to tell us. So here's the same thing: it's that the father was still over lifnei iver on the din of Hashem yislach lo. So that's the chora kasha on the Gemara that in his heart he was being moichel. Now you can't say that the son knew he was moichel because then you lost the whole thing. So the chora, it's a good kasha, unless probably he knew Lamaisa that he wasn't going to get upset. But just on that off chance that he'll taka be over kibud aveim, that he didn't want to risk. But this thing is kadai risk because he didn't even know that he was going to be doing it. I don't know.
What? The entire doesn't make sense. The next thing is machalei. And then he says, no, it has to come up to another kibud aveim.
Oh, yeah?
So
it's Rabbi Yeshua is saying is that Tosis points us out.
So what was the
test? Yeah, but that's very schwer. Yeah, beforehand? I don't know what the test was then. You have to see them before Shem in the Gemara.
No, maybe he said, maybe he knew that his father was Mokul Kaba, but he wanted to know, stop, will he get upset if I do something that will annoy him? He's allowed to get upset. But Lamaise Bully.
Right. Maybe he's allowed to, but FLP came. Okay, no. The way we're going to learn now, maybe we'll see. Maybe it's geshmak. We'll have a teretz to this kasha maybe. Now this is based on the Gemara at the bottom. The Gemara on the bottom of the page says, "Amar v'chizda hav shemachal kvoide kvoide machol." The halach is the father who's machal kvoide kvoide machol. This is run shulchan aruch sif yud tes. Yeah, you look at sif yud tes in shulchan aruch, which is page 20 in the big pamphlet.
Doesn't anywhere in the Gemara say that he's testing to see if he'll kind of particular aim? He wants to know if this is something that will get him angry or not. If it wasn't his father, it wouldn't be a problem.
He's gonna get him angry. Nervous. I'll submit to keep it at bay.
I'm okay, and he knows I'm okay, so that's not an issue.
Myself, well, the anger, the test is still kaim.
Still,
there's no gemara. We'll see. There's sefer chasidim. Okay, so in Sifri test and Shulchan Aruch it says, "Aser la'adam lahachbid ulay albono." A person that's supposed to be so medactic with their children and asking them all the time to do stuff, well, the medactic bechvoido imayim and be very particular about the kavod. Why? Shloyaviim lidei mechshol. So that you're not machshel them, because they're gonna keep, if you keep on asking them, "Can you tie my shoes? Can you get me this? Can you get me that?" So the child eventually is not gonna be able to do it, and you're gonna be over with the iver.
It's such a general halacha.
My child makes so much more sense for me.
What?
My child makes so much more sense. My father learned that. My mother didn't.
Okay, we'll have to figure out what to do with that part on the recording. Okay. So the it says here, you're not supposed to be machbid uloy albanov ulodaktik bechvoide imahim. Shloyavim li de mechshol. Ela yimchol viyalim ein of mehem. You should be moichol. Shoav shmachal kvoide imachol. Because the father was moichol, it's chal the mechila. Now, by the way, there's an interesting pshat over here. The pasha pshat you say is because you'll be overlif ne'iver, which is what the Shulchan Aruch says. But if you look in the Be'er Hagoyla says it's because of the next halacha. What's the next halacha? The next halacha says that you're not supposed to hit an older son who's too old. There, the Gemara says, for different reasons, because he's going to end up going off the derech, because he's he's going to become rebellious. So it's like the Be'er Hagoyla is learning this is also what's that. You shouldn't be machbid too much, covered, because then the children will become rebellious. The Pasha Pshat is not because of that. The Pasha Pshat is because it's Lifnei Iver on the Kibbutz Avim itself, not Lifnei Iver on everything else. Because kids are going to get mad. He's going to start getting rebellious. What are you hitting me? He's an older child, telling us.
What do
you mean? We're rich.
Covered. It's covered. Why would you need that? He needs to be machal kibbutz. Just, you should not ask for him to be married. It's only when he asks. You should not ask. Why you need to say that?
Saying according to the shita is that just telling, asking. So just don't ask for things.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to get mad at your parents.
What?
You're not allowed to get mad at your parents. Is that what we're saying right now?
I'll get mad first.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's not relevant to question.
But for this, regarding this, if they tell you, "Hey, do this, do this, do that," you get mad at them?
No, of course not. Not for that. I mean, if there's something else. Like we said, it's something that you're not mechuyev in their covered for. This is their mechuyev. If they ask you whatever they want, then you're mechuyev in it. If it has to do with them. If it's not reasonable, then that we learned, it has something to do with them. And they're telling you not to marry this person, that's a sif later, that's something else. But so you're mechuyev, so you can't get angry. Not only can't get angry, you gotta do it. And not only that, if you do it and with an angry face, you're right to not yoytzei. That's what it says here. Fine. So now the shaila is like this. So av shemochal kvoidei. Yeah, I see there's a difference between the children in the crowd and the parents in the crowd over here. taking this differently. Okay. So it says av shemachal kvoidei mochal. Okay. So Lamaisa, Rabbi Kiveger and the Pesach Tshuva both bring down over here from the Tshuva Sradvaz. And I copied the Tshuva Sradvaz over here in the smaller thing. The Tshuva Sradvaz is on the back page, on the bottom, the last thing on the back page. And the Tshuva Sradvaz basically says, it's on the back page, and it's the bottom thing. So he says, "Are you taka potter? Are you taka potter from kibud av aim if there's mechila?" So he says at the bottom, he says, continues tshuva, "Nifter haben min ha'oinish." There's no punishment. Avalakati mitzvah ika, but you still fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av aim even if they're moichel b'feirish. Okay, and that's why he summarizes it again at the bottom, on the bottom small paragraph. Harei lecha behedya, fitir zeh. He brings a raya. Afilo amar av loy ba'ina. Even if the father says, "I don't want it," a dying mitzvah ika vimkein loy toil amechila ela lifter oisay me ha'oinish. Have a mitzvah. So there's no punishment if he's meichel, but there's still key a mitzvah. So l'chor mafurish under advaz that you fulfill the mitzvah even if the father's meichel koshkin if he doesn't ask. So l'chor that's derived from their advaz that even if the father doesn't ask, but for sure there's a mitzvah because he's saying there's a mitzvah even if the father's meichel koshkin if he's not meichel but he just doesn't ask for it.
Okay. Are we referring to punishment?
Whatever the punishment is. Right? So there's three madrigas, l'chor. One is if he doesn't ask. One is if he asks, you're mechuyev. If he doesn't ask, but he's not meichel, that's this middle dark. But if he's meichel, and he's obviously not asking, still there's a mitzvah according to the Radvaz. Okay? So that's the chiddush. I think it's more than in a mitzvah voice. I think it's a mitzvah kiyumis. In a mitzvah voice, it means like you're not even mechuyev. You really have the mitzvah. If you do it, then it's the full mitzvah. You're not doing voluntary. It's just you don't get a punishment if you don't do it. It's like putting on tzitzis. You don't have to, theoretically, if you're not wearing dalakam. But if you do it, then it's not in a mitzvah voice. It's you're opting into the mitzvah. I think that's what he's saying. So comes out from here that according to the Radvaz, there is a mitzvah to be machabed the parent, even if they're moichel. Okay, but the parent on his end is not supposed to be machbid because he doesn't want to give the child the punishment. So it's not a stira. Mitzad the din of the Gemara makes sense because the Shacharach saying that you don't want your child to be punished. So don't ask them for too much stuff. But the child still has to do the mitzvah because of kibud aveim because of the Radvaz. Now the Sefer Chassidim brings in even an extra madrega. Sefer Chassidim says this is in Ois Tov Kuf Ein Gimel. It's a very interesting story, but basically the bottom line is that the son has a very successful business, and the son and the father is he has a bazillion ticket job. He's a low class blue collar guy, whatever, and so he's a low class guy, and the father has a mechubit. The son has a nice company corporation. And he wants to bring the father into the business. So if he doesn't offer the son a job, if the son did not offer the father a job, he says he's an ishra. He's a bad person. He should have offered the father a job. But if the other way around, if the father doesn't take the job, if he offered the son offered the father the job, but the father decided not to take it, and because of that he's embarrassing the son, because the son's this choshev guy, you know, walking down, you know, all of it, and then all of a sudden his father walks into all of his you know business parties and whatever, and who's this guy, the janitor? No, that's my father. It's bizarre for him. So the father should have in mind he's being mavad as a son, so he shouldn't be mavad as the son either, and the father should take the job. Okay, but stam l'chor, I don't think it's specific. It's just that he shouldn't be mavad. But he says that if the son offered the father the job and the father was moichel, he says still the mechila is not chal. This that we say that a father is moichel, midine adam, aber midine shamayim chayim. Oh, you got it. Yeah. Aber midine shamayim chayim. So he says even a bigger chiddush than the Radvaz. Not just that there's a mitzvah, but that you'll even get punished midine shamayim if you're not mechaved your father, where even if he was moichel. So according to the Sefer Chassidim, it's a step higher. You offer the father the job. The father says, whatever, I'm not interested. You could still get punished if you could have pushed more and he would have taken it. You could still get punished because you can't rely on Amshmo al Koyde Koyde Mochel because you're still going to get punished with Deshamayim.
What if the father is going to be a desire to him saying, I got this job on my own and now I'm going to have to rely on my son to get this?
No. Okay, whatever. Well,
is it really a design for him? Right. He's just not taking it because he doesn't want to feel that he has to rely on it.
Right. But Lamaisa, what's the Bam Kash on this Sefer Chassidim?
Father said no.
Worthless.
Yes, yeah, so therefore, what's fair with that? Oh, the Gemara in Kiddush. punishment. The whole point of the Gemara Kiddushin was so that he should save his son from punishment. So L'chara, if he's, according to Sefer Chassidim, he's going to get punished anyway. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? What's the whole Gemara gaining? The fact is, the whole point of that Gemara was to get you out of punishment. According to this, you're going to get punished anyhow. As I fract the Chida. The Chida asks his cash on the Sefer Chassidim. Now the Chida, by the way, brings a very interesting riot to the Sefer Chassidim from the fact that we know that Chazal said that Yaakov Avinu was punished for 22 years of losing Yosef because he left Yitzchak for 22 years. So fract the Chida, what do you mean he left Yitzchak for 22 years? Yitzchak told him to go. When Yaakov woke up one morning and said, I'm going to Lavan. My Bashar is in Lavan's house. I mean, Yitzchak told him to go to Lavan's house. So he was Mekayim. Yitzchak told him to go. So he went.
It did not take 22 years to find a way.
Huh?
It did not take 22 years to find a way.
I wonder what he was doing there. Exactly.
No, but he was. For 22 years. So Frek the Chida, what's going on? So Zok the Chida, you see from here, according to Zefer Chassidim, he still got punished. Even though Avsh Mochel Kvoidoy, Kvoidoy Mochel. And not only that, it's a bigger chiddush because the father told him, the Farish, to go. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. He should have understood, no, the father wants him home. So he still got punished from that.
What should he have done then?
Well,
what should he have
Should have said, I'm
going to stay.
You're sure you don't want me with you?
But he was Pekuach Nefesh, because Esau was going to kill him.
I'm not sure he knew that it was Pekuach Nefesh. Yaakov Avinu didn't know it was Pekuach Nefesh.
But
or maybe...
So I can get punished for saving his life.
So maybe he should have made sure to find out if it's Pekuach Nefesh. It sounds like he just left, because his father told him.
We're talking about a tzivoy that he gave to his son, and we're saying...
Apple pecan. You have to sense from that. That's what he says over here in the Bris Olam. He says
you're going against the
sea boys. Not going against. You have to find out. Is this because of mechila? Because you're saying, listen, I really would rather you stay, but for your own benefit, I'm willing to let you go. So hold on. I don't want to rely on that mechila necessarily. Unless, okay. Now, this is what he says over here. However, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakti kim chasidav kechot asayro. He says, this is not a regular case, obviously. This is like an extra level that only Yaakov Avinu would be held accountable on this. He should have realized that deep down he didn't mean it, and therefore he should have found out. This is a higher madrega already. Fine. The big kasha is that there's another piece in the Sefer Chasidim. If you turn the page, so there's a short piece in the Sefer Chassidim in the back, in the middle over there of the page. The Sefer Chassidim says like this, in Ois Kuf Nun Beis. He says, Ritzoyne shel Adam zehu kvoidoy. The Ratzon of a person, that's his kavod. Vafilu lekibud av ve'em. She'im loy kein, afilu tzad degomer lo yuchal li'inatzel min ha'avera. He says, you have to say that when a parent wants something, that's their covet. So, because he says otherwise, how will you ever sit at a table with your parent and say, oh, can you please pass me the salt? What do you mean pass me the salt? What, I'm your slave? You get up and get your salt yourself. I'm a parent. You don't ask me to do stuff for you. Right? So he says, how is that ever shaykh? How could you ever ask your parent to pass you a cup of water? A yimzugu. It's impossible. Right? So how's it shaykh? Teretz is because the mother wants the child to have eggs today for breakfast. So the child can say, Ma, can we have eggs for breakfast? She'll be very thrilled to make the breakfast, right? You're bossing around your mother to make eggs for breakfast? Okay, so good. So what's that? So Lemaisa, he says, Ritzoyne shel Adam zehu kvoidoy. So if it's Ritzoyne shel Adam, if that's the rotzon of the parent, that's the covet. That's fakir, giving them covet. Says the Sefer Chassidim, it's good that people should be moichel their covet. I've believed yes, without telling the kedush lo yeh anshim, so they shouldn't be punished. Ki hader avuna kara shiroi ba'api rabba brei. And he brings the Gemara Kedushin. So behind the scenes, it should be moichel. So it's this open steer on the Sefer Chassidim himself. On, over there he says, no, chai b'dei shemayim, and mechila is nothing. And here he says, everyone should go around, be moichel the whole everything, because, you know, so there's two answers. One answer is, the chidah says, is that if it's a dvarim kalim, something which is very, no one's makbid on it. No one's really makbid on this stuff. So if no one's makbid on it, then you as a parent should also be moichel that you shouldn't be makbid on it. It's not a big deal. No one sits at a table and is insulted because someone asked me to pass them something. It's not something that you take personally. What? Right. So therefore, you shouldn't be mocked on those things either. And same thing, if someone does something, I guess he's saying is that ripping up a shirt in front of someone, it's your own shirt. So the guy's going to yell at you for doing something stupid. I mean, that's understandable. It's not like such a big bizarre, I guess. So, what? So therefore, Dvarim Kalim, he's talking about Dvarim Kalim, that's the Chidah says. But the other way to answer is, it depends on the Mechila. If the Mechila is basically, can you drive me to, drive me to my friend's house? No, I'm too busy now. I'm getting really bored. Can you please drive? And the kid asks the father 15 times until finally the father says yes. Oh, mechila, it's not a problem. So on that he's saying, you're mechayv l'shamayim on that. Of course they're moichel eventually, but that doesn't mean that they're really being moichel. But it's not.
Yes, also yes is a mechila. Yes is a mechila.
Okay, we'll see about that. That's also true. It's not necessarily that it's mechila. It's just that get up. No,
you're doing it. Okay, fine.
I don't want you to get punched. Right. Okay. Right. But if it's ritzoinoi shel adam zeu kvoidoi, if it's something which Imamish wants, Father Taka wants it for him. The father wants that the son should go to yeshiva. That's where you're going to shtai, go. So the kid's going to say, no, I'm chayv de shemayim, I don't want to go. So then he's going to say, no, forget, that's your rotzen that I should do that. That what? So zeu ritzoinoi. So the chayr, it depends on what he's being moichel. It depends on what he's being moichel. If he's being moichel something which the father doesn't want, but the father's willing to be moichel it. Okay. So based on this, we have to learn next week. What time is it? Okay. So we'll stop here. But we have to learn next week. Yeah, we have to learn next week about being too. What's the gather of the child being too needy on the parent's cheshbon? I mechila, how does that all play into this? Okay, but that's the setup. Let's just chazer over. So we started off saying is that there's a tzivoy with no ana is not necessarily the mitzvah of kibud. But kibud, beloy tzivoy, maybe you're not mechuyiv, but luchaira, you are being mekayim a mitzvah, and even on mechila, you're mekayim a mitzvah, and some say even on mechila, you're going to get punished if you don't do the kibud properly. The rest of that, we'll learn next week.